Blog Talk Radio.
Going to be one of those fun times, and what's going to be great about it as we're going through and having the one of those nights is we're busy all around. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Psyche Jethro welcoming one of those great Wednesday nights. As you can tell, everything's going a little bit haywire. We're going to have it a little bit busier and a little bit wilder. So those of you who are in the queue, sit back and relax a little bit. Let's have some fun. We have an hour. We always welcome and encourage everyone to call 773-897-6461. We have a lot of people in the room and tell us their prefixes because they're in the queue. We'll try and do that. We do welcome all of you who go on the site of psychicsgonewild.com. That's one of the ways to get to the psychics and the work. This is Psychic Jethro, and welcoming a fun night. We have our wonderful psychic tonight was and is Dina, and I'm looking here, having a little bit of crazy energy with a guide, so you guys are going to have to just bear with me a little bit as the phones are going through. Those of you who get in get to talk, and those who get to go with us will be there. We've been having a lot of fun and welcoming all of you. Starting out tonight with a lot of fun, we're going to go to 661. How are you tonight, 661?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm doing great.
Great. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
My name is Brandy.
Brandy, I thank you and welcome you for calling. You are one of our followers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. I looking here, and what I'm welcoming with you, Brandy, is I'm going to go ahead and have you talk to me just a little bit to read the energy. And unfortunately, we're doing a one question tonight, so it's going to have to go a little quicker. We've cut our weekdays back. We have so many callers coming in, and to make sure that we get everybody in. So, Brandy, if you will give me just a little bit of I guess I would say your energy's permission to read you. If you will tell me your date of birth.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My birthday is January 27th.
And what I'm picking up from you, Brandy, is I'm picking up that you have been experiencing some, I feel like you've got a lot of activity. I feel like you've got a lot of things that you want to have happening, but it's going back to someone that you're looking at. What I'm feeling from you and I'm sensing is things are not progressing to what you'd like to have happen there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm trying to pick up your relationship, and I'm picking up that there's some kind of tug-of-war going on here.
Yeah, I don't really have one right now.
That could be a tug-of-war when you're looking for one and not getting it. Now, that'll make you
right,
want to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the tug-of-war. I feel like there's a tug-of-war relationship there, and that when I see the energy and what I'm getting there, you say you don't, and that makes sense. So what I would tell you is there's one coming. The tug-of-war is between you and your guides, and what they're doing is they're trying to get you ready for a relationship. There's some things happening, but you're not really in the space yet, mentally or physically, that you really want to go all of it, because the guides are telling me that this is the big one. This is the relationship that's coming for you, that's going to be happening here, is it's close into December, but it's going to be a very good, intense relationship. It's one that's going to be very strong for you.
Oh, really? Something soon?
Yes, something soon, and that's what they're telling me. And I love that because, you know, when they say they're doing the work, they're basically mean that that's exactly what your guides are doing. They're putting the energy out there. They're strengthening it. And, Brandy, I'm really welcoming what the guides are telling me for the energy here. Do you want to give me a question and we'll look at it? Because I can tell you've got quite a bit. You'll have to get with me sometime and do a reading.
Yeah, guess just if you can tell me more about the person I might meet. I'm curious about that.
It's good. What I feel here is that I feel that you're going to be meeting someone who's very very cool. This is a cool cucumber. I pick up that he's very, I wouldn't say aloof, but it takes a little bit more to get to know this person. Pleasurable in that he's very calm, but he also takes a little bit more to get to meet. They're showing me energy. They're showing me this person is, I feel that this is a very tall. I feel that he's probably in an energy at least about 5'1", close to 6 foot. I'm trying to get the other parts here. I need them to give me more of information. But they're also telling me with you, too, that you had went through a relationship here that for a while you've had someone else trying to be part of your life.
There was a guy that I was interested in, but nothing really happened with it. So.
Okay, I'm looking there with this energy because it's like, it's a good way you put it. Nothing ever happened, but they're also showing me that there was also some energy and some cycles that happened for you in your life. And the situation was that as things were also going to a point of working with the energy, they were also wanting you to be able to handle and do your own life and style. And that's exactly what the guides were saying. They were saying that you're looking at strengthening up some of your own energies of some things here, and that's why this other person did not get it. They just weren't getting the energy. You like these aloof men. I'm telling you, Brandy.
And you know, the problem is I'm aloof too, so that doesn't work so well.
Oh my goodness. So you got to have that positive light. You got to have that wow talker there a little bit somewhere along the way, or else it's a little too much psyche, because then it's all going to be done mentally. You know, it's like,
right.
That's what I'm feeling. I do feel that with the energy. And, Brandy, I'm feeling with the angels, you know, that this is one thing they're telling me with you, to make sure and you know, get some jasmines and things like that. Love and relationship. It also is an opening for the angels, too, to do this. And this is where a lot of people – You know, the aromatherapy of jasmine, a lot of people love rose. Rose to me is not all that great a smell. It's okay, but it also can mean funerals in aromatherapy. You know, you have to see a lot of roses at funerals. You know, it can be both. When I see for you in the relationship and I see what I really am feeling with you, they're telling me that we've got to get some feng shui in your house, that something here has got to change in the energy. And what they're telling you to do is, like, bring in something positive, of like the essence of jasmine. If you like roses, bring in some of that energy that's bringing it to you, because you've got some guide work. That's where the tug of war is going. Your guides are having a little bit of an argument there.
Yeah, so the person that I may meet will be someone new, not someone I've dated before.
Yes, that's what I'm feeling, and I feel that it's definitely going to be there with you guys, and it's like, I feel that's going to be what happens. I also am picking up that this is going to be a new one here, Brandy, and I'm going to keep my blessings for you, and you know, I'm going to roll on to the next one, and thank you for calling in. I remembered you. That's pretty cool. We've been on Blog Talk a while, because I remember, I'm like, oh, I just energy, very positive person.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandy, and have a good day. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are encouraging all of you guys this time of the year, because you guys know, you know, we have a lot of callers who come in, and they, you know, you guys enjoy with what we do. Well, to continue to enjoy, please make sure, you know, you go to JethroSmith.net site, or you go to Celestial Readings, or you go to KC Birth Cards. You do help those of us do this so we can continue on with this. We've had a lot of, through the years, that, you know, as we say, with people that we help and we work with, and that's what we're here for. And what we're trying to do this season, this time, is to be able to have a lot of you guys contact, know we're out here, also be able to come back and help with a lot of you guys, that we're giving away a Christmas basket on PsychesGoneWild.com. And it's a great thing to look and be able to join in. We'll be giving it away Fridays, so stay tuned to this Friday. We'll be giving out another name. Our last winner won and is going to be receiving them. We need her to get a hold of us and be able to send her snail mail in to us, because we can't send it through an email. These are physical items you want, so you get a cool Christmas basket. And the name was Mary Goodman. You were the winner, and I need you to do me a favor, and please send me your snail mail at psychicjethroawl.com or at psychicsgunwall.com. I get both of them. Just make sure and send it in. Don't forget that as you guys are going through this, like I said, you know, we do intend to help. We keep it down, minimized to it. We are waiting for our Adina here to come on the line, and we're going to turn around and go into a little bit more here. We got 714. You're on the air. How are you, 714? We've got people that apologize there. The phones are not letting that in. So we're going to 814. We've got 814. You're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
Amy, I'm so glad to talk to you. This is one of those nights where we're hitting the phones and we're getting nothing, and we're getting people, I think, that forgot us. I'm talking too slow.
Well, I'm glad to be on the air. My question is, do you see anything, a career change for me, a different job? I had recently put in for a job for a school district, and I really thought I had the job. Everything went real well, and then I get a letter in the mail on Saturday stating that they picked someone else. So I've had no luck with trying to change jobs.
Oh, Amy, that's terrible. This is like a gentle night. You know, my prayer is going to you. We're in those situations with people and manifesting and energy, and this has become something that's going a lot. We're feeling it, we're knowing it, and with Jupiter going retrograde, it means that we're also having it backwards. We just started today with Mercury retrograde, which all of us know what Mercury does with communications and frustrations and business deals and energies and looking for work. I do see this another 20 days, you know, which we're into the planet ones, Amy, and I see with you, the guides are telling me that there's some other things coming. You're going to be able to notice and feel some really good positive work happening here, and it's going to be, the guides are telling me with you that you've got a couple more irons to put in the fire here. You've got some more that are coming up that's going to be more advantages. I was terrible about the other job, because you felt like you had it and everything, and then it turned around and did this to you.
Yeah, I had people talking. I don't know who got the job, but I had people talking for me and everything. I was really sure I had it.
It feels like it. It feels like, sadly, things were going into and things were happening here for your whole energy. It seems like you guys were I said, you and your guides together were going through it, and they're showing me that it's going to come through. They said there's going to be a job later, and I do see you. It's one of those times of the year. We're all in that energy of it's the crunch. Know that it's going to come down. It's going to be stronger. We all know, as you know, the holidays increase and the energy start. You know, this is going to be okay. You're going to get through, Amy. I also see you getting a really good, strong. Your career's right. It's just getting it to where there is, and it seems like there's so many people right now looking for work. Unfortunately, like with you, a person really right there can turn around and miss out on the job, and I'm surprised that it seems like there was some last decision there going on with that school. But that's why you're part of why you not only had the other things there, but it was just at the last of it. And the angels are telling me that, you know, I mean, they're telling me that it's going to be here with it going through. Now, you're going to public schools and private schools, correct?
Well, I went to one public. Right now, I work for the state government, and I was going to, because this was in my school district where I live, that I went after for.
See, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting the guides are telling me with you that you're also going to be able to do some other work there that's going to be able to come out for you in a good way, that you'll be able to really be able to handle that, and things will be going into the work for you. I don't understand what else is happening for you, Amy, as I look at the energy, because psychically, I'll let you interpret it. Obviously, that's what I should do here. What I'm getting, and they keep telling me, is they keep saying that you're going to be going into private. And that's why they asked that, and I asked you, because they said, are you public or are you private? And I just repeated what the guys were saying. What the angels are telling me and the guides are telling me with you is that this is going to be something there really big, and some things with you, like public or private. And it's like, you know, as you're going into public or private, you're going to be able to get some things really even more, you know, more in your area, and some other things to happen. I also see some other stuff that's happening for you, too, is that no matter how you look at it, you know, going to be, you know, into a new energy, that it's going to be there with you doing that. And that's what I see. I see that being very much, you know, a good thing. And Amy, I'm going to keep the prayers. Definitely stay with us, you know, and get with us on this. We have a lot of white workers on the site. It's like it's gone well. We do a lot of prayers for other ones, and, you know, have some numbers looked at, numerology, and some destiny cards looked at, because I feel what's happening with you is this is one of those energies that it's going to be really strong and good. We just need to get the key of number and numerology and some other financial things to have it even be better for you. The next one coming up and some other stuff, and they keep telling me private, and here you are working for the, you know, the state and the government. They do have, like, they would pretty much practically do, you know, the government would move you where they want you in public schools, I would assume.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for calling, Amy. The phones are going wild. And those of you who get in there, Amy, I think you can hear me still. You can see your phones on there. It's call 773-897-6461. If you do get bumped off, it's just we're really busy. We're choosing to take this really busy time of the night. And mostly, so those of you who listen to the archives, we have a lot of our listeners who do work in the day. But when we asked and you, the audience, they requested this time, and we've had a lot of problems with doing the time. So if you guys get a chance, go on to psychesgonewild.com. Put down the best time of the day you'd like to call in or hear us on here, because sometimes I know it's there. We are full right now. The queue is full, and we still have got our psyche coming in here in the next 14 minutes. So we want to thank all of you guys who are calling, and thank you for calling in. Here we go with 857. You're next on Psyche's Gone Wild. Can you hear me, 857?
Yes, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Okay, and you?
I was good until I got a little creeped out. When I first picked up your phone, I heard the voices or 3 foot of three ghosts going away. I didn't know if we were going to do Christmas Carol or what. Did you hear that sound?
I just wanted a general reading.
Do you? Okay. Sure. Give me your name.
Betty.
Okay. Betty, due to time and the energy we've got on here, I thank you for calling in. And what I'm picking up with you is I pick up there's a lot of energy there that you have going on. And you know, this is something that you pretty much have some beliefs here with spiritual. I feel like there's some things going on with you, Betty, that is really strengthening up with you, that you are, I feel you're very spiritual. I'm picking that up, yes. And I'm also picking up that due to other things here in situation, this is going to be some other stuff happen for you. And what we're here to do, like on Psyche's Gone, well, I want to welcome all you guys who follow on the right. Eventually, we're going to be doing this and inviting everyone who does this with the guests and as a question reading, and also with we do with the regulars of ours. Betty, what I'm feeling with you is I'm feeling like I keep trying to pick up there's some other financial things happening there with you. I feel there's some stress.
Yes, it is.
That's what I'm getting, and I'm trying to get past the other parts of what we've got going on, because they're showing me later there's going to be some other things. And those of you for a general reading, what I would say, I can see this happening, and I can see this coming around. I also see what the guys are showing me with the energy with you is that you're going into another part of some situation for you that's really going to be not only a strengthening for you, but a strengthening for other friends and allies that you have. There's some friends and some people in your community. Yes, and something's going on with the phone there. I apologize. We've got about 3 more minutes for this reading. Do you have anything else you'd like to ask, Betty, before I have to go on the next one? I apologize. We only have an hour tonight.
Okay. I just want to know if I'll be getting an apartment, so.
I feel like, and I do feel you're going to be getting an apartment, but they're telling me it's got to do with, like, some friends and some people. That's what the social they're talking about, some people that know you. They're going to be able to help you get into a place a little better away from where you are. You're in a situation right now that's not good. I'm a little worried about you, and that's, you know, I'm going to keep my prayers out for you, Betty, and, thank you, and I apologize. The phones are making really horrible sounds.
I hear you real good, though.
Well, you're lucky because I'm on this end getting whacked. And I'm like, okay, guys, come on, let the angels hear what we've got. I like what's going on, Betty, and I thank you, and I welcome you to make sure you put in for that Christmas basket. And I see you do getting the move, but I see it close to the middle of next month. I don't see it right here in November. I see like there's a reason that some other things are going on. You know, and obviously when people are doing a financial move, I feel like you've got some other people that need to help there a little more or something. The guys are telling me you've got people that are just standing back.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope that helped you. Generally, as we're going into this, we welcome all of you guys that call Psyche's Gone Wild. One thing we've been really promoting, and I want to make sure all of you guys understand, is we do help and recommend as you guys call in to us and do see with the other ones. We have a lot of psychics. We have been on Blog Talk for quite a while, and we're extending out. Those of you who tune in Tuesday nights know that I'm on A1 Psychic Radio, and also we're moving into some other areas and welcoming that. We have approached that time that we've grown, and those of you who checked in, make sure you check out those books and all the things that we've been sponsoring, like Sherry Richards and other phenomenal authors. We are going to be having Elizabeth Cosmos on tomorrow. Looking forward to an interview with her and her positive outcome and life reaching, about talking about past life regression. So those of you who do call in, I welcome. I always encourage you guys, to call us and enjoy. I hope this is helping with all of you out there. We do, because of limited time, do so much with each person. And so tonight, obviously, we're going to be doing this a little quicker here as we're going into this. And I want to make sure you're enjoying the fact that we have it. 937, you're next on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for being able to get through. We've got a lot of phone numbers that are being hung up. There's about 6 ahead of you that are spinning, and it's like you got in.
Well, my name is Sandy, and I want to know what you see coming up for me for love.
Okay, Sandy, and I want to I'm seeing two energies with you, and I'm going to say you're a very versatile person. The angels are telling me with you there's an openness here, an energy that you're doing, and they said that what's going to happen is that I see there's going to be a person that likes books. I'm seeing books. I wouldn't say a book owner, but I would say someone who's very much into knowledge. I see you in a relationship with someone. They're telling me that there's a Ron. It's got something to do with a Ron. And they're also telling me that you've got some other relationships with other people there that are trying to keep this. I feel like is it a child or someone else? You've got someone else that's trying to keep your attention from not wanting you to have a relationship, but wanting you to be happy.
Wow. Okay. Probably some of my friends that I'm with or run around with.
It feels like there, and that's sometimes in energy, it's hard to guess age and energy. I mean, when I look at, I can't say, okay, that person's got a very blue energy, and I would guess them at 37. It's like looking at the paint scope. But what I can tell you is that this is female. It is a female. And it is really an energy that's happening that they're like, okay, I also feel that you have got a point in your life where you're ready for a relationship. The guys are telling me that it's not that it's going to be in the part of next year. I'm also picking up, you got to be a little bit more careful with your indigestion and physical. They're showing me that you've been going through some things with your body and system that you used to always run quick and fast, and now they're making you slow it down a little bit, Sandy.
Yes, you're right.
They're also telling me that you're loved very dearly with the other part of the angel work, and they're promoting you to take off some of the other. There, for a while you had to have up some other shielding or something. It has to do with your career. They're talking about that it's like, you know, a person puts down their coat of work and be able to relax. You're a very versatile person. I keep picking up that the best thing that people say about you is that Sandy is alive. I mean, you're live, you're handling things, you're active. You handle like a very good multiple tasker, because they keep telling me versatile with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good, very positive. And I do see this by the time they get through with 2013 that you're in a strong relationship. I also see what else has happened, that you were with some other people before, and some of this has been karmic lessons of dealing with people that were not exactly getting their energy together for you.
Okay, makes sense.
I know, and I thank you, and I'm glad you got in. And you know, please follow and make sure you're, like I was telling the other ones, put in for our Christmas gift at Psyche's Gone Wild.
Oh, sure will. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Sandy. We are on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're getting a little better with our phones. I want to thank all of you, and I apologize to Betty. We've still got the phone spinning. 727, you just got in.
Hi, how are you? I just wrote Carol.
Carol, I'm really glad. I know you were the one in the audience going, it's good to hear
yeah.
from you.
Yeah, oh, thank you. This is a very nice show.
Thank you very much. It's a little wilder. We're going to be doing a little half of a male show and then half of a female here in a little bit with Dina from Maine. And I thank you for calling in, Carol. I feel like you're going through some metaphysical energy. You are pretty intense. You've got some intensity going on. Now, the angels are telling me with you that you're getting to where there's you've had enough of the tears. You're ready to – you've got to have some other stuff go on here now.
Yes, there is. We're at the end of that page right now.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling. You're the first time I've ever read for you, and yet you seem really familiar in the energy. And what the angels are telling me to tell you, and the guides are telling me to tell you, is that you are going to be experiencing a lot of metaphysical surge. You've got it's where you see that people see a little spin of white energy, and they feel the energy. You are really been held back. It's like whatever was going on with this relationship, you were given energy and you were doing things and you were handling some other stuff, and now it's finally getting back to Carol's turn, and your guys are going to turn on the 220. It's like from all directions.
Yes. I was a caregiver for my mother, and she just passed away in August.
Oh, my goodness. And that's why all that energy, and it's going, and now with her on the other side and the blessing, she's giving this back three and fourfold. And it's like the angels are telling me to tell you that they know also with the other strengths, this wasn't easy. I mean, you loved your mother dearly, but this wasn't easy. And I see that also as things are starting to happen and starting to go through this, there's another love. There's some other situations that are going to also just fall away some of the problems. There's been some other stresses with some other people that didn't understand you.
Right.
And I, you know, we're on the radio, so I won't go really intense, but me and you know that you had to be strong, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
They said now you're able to get through this and know that there's a love coming in a relationship, and there's going to be some energy there. They keep making jokes about soup. They're talking about, do you understand?
Yeah, because I've been thinking about making soup for the past 3 days.
Okay, that's what's up. You need to do that, and it's very very healing for you, and I love that. Now, and that makes sense, having a mom who cooked too, that, you know, and that's a funny thing to say, but nowadays there are mothers who do not cook, and there is parents that don't, and you have a mom that there's some other reasons that this is soul healing for you, and it's like they keep talking about the soup. They also are telling me as you're going through the energies, it's going to be also very healing for you to go through some energies there of different things that make you feel hearty and that soul. Make sure you're getting your soul fed. And I keep hearing the angels saying that you've worked on some other parts of your life with this that you're going to notice another boundary here. What happened with the writing? How come you're not doing your writing like you used to?
Yes, that's true. I've been in between writing and then writing for a book, the first book.
It's going to do well. The book's going to do there. And I can tell you it's not an easy one. And I'll tell you, a good person told me, I've been at this a year, we're trying to have the other part of a book published. And a person told me the best thing. They said, this is not an easy road, no matter which end of it you're on. But I see you doing it. And I see part of it is the enjoyment and the enrichment that you get out of having your book is going to do real well. I see you doing this just like, you know, putting it together, doing your pieces of it, and it's your enrichment to do it. All the affordable reasons that you can do it is that you're going to do it in your own way, in own time here, but soon.
Thank you. And, you know, I have a question about the move, thinking of going to either Texas or New Mexico, and when would be a good time?
They're telling me that,
and my birthday is on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Scorpio birthday here. I'm a Monday
Thank you.
Birthday. You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, really. What they got here in the energy, what is going here with you is that I feel that they're telling me that you're going to end up going to it's ironic you said those two, but I'm not seeing those two. I mean, those two would be okay for you, but I see you more farther up, like in Colorado. I see you in a higher bit of a little bit of area. They said that those will be where you kind of go for a while and you stay there for a little bit, but by the time you're into a little bit of the season, you're like March and April, you're kind of moving on. It's like it's just not content there. It seems like you've outgrown them, and they're not real. It's like Texas will be okay for a while, they said.
Right. That's what I felt.
They're telling me that. They also are telling me that you've been going through some really hard times when it comes to the other energy of, you know, it's okay to just let all of it go. You need to go past out and just yell. There's not just tears. There's some anger. You had some people that were not right in your family with you.
Yes.
I'm feeling that. That's really, you know, you tried to be brave and hot, and they said that you need to just go out somewhere and yell it out. Tell it to the moon.
That makes perfect sense.
Thank you. Well, Carol, definitely you better put in so then we can do Friday night. You could be a winner for your birthday. It'd be good for our Christmas basket.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Put it on PsychicsGoneWild.com. You're welcome. Make sure and put in you guys' snail mails. Thank you. Everybody's putting in just their emails. You guys, they can't mail you a basket to an email. It sounds cool, but we don't have them in eBay books. They're all in physical and items and the poetry and all the beautiful things you want to get that we're going to send you. You know, you want to get those in the mail. And the organic coffee, you know, if we send you healthy coffee, you want to be able to have it in a packet to drink it. So make sure you guys have that in there. And we'll be calling a contest out Friday night with me, Janae Bowerman, and Amy Kavanaugh will be on Friday night, so you guys stay tuned and have some fun. Going into the next caller, we look at, I think we've got our psychic here, if I'm right. Is this Dina at 207?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Oh, Dina, I'm getting a little wild here. We got the half an hour of your show left, and I was getting a little worried. I was like, Dina, you got to help. I was getting scared. Was that one of those times? I'm glad you called. How is Maine?
It's good. It's a bit windy right now. We're getting ready for a storm. We're going to get a nor'easter tonight.
I hear I am down here, and it was 60 degrees, and I had to shut the windows, and I'm out whining about what's going on in Florida.
So it'll be cold. It's cold here.
Well, good. Make sure you tell all your friends. I've been saying it over and over, trying to get everybody into our Christmas basket to join it. It's a lot of fun on PsychicsGoneWild.com. They can put in, I think it's the second line down, says free gift. They click on it, fill out their information. We print it out. We're going to pick a winner. My lovely assistant, Kay, will pick out a winner Friday night again, and we'll have another winner for we've got some really good books. We're giving away the book of Elizabeth, and we're giving away Sherry Richards' book, Dancing with Your Dragon. I don't know if you got to listen. She was on last week. She's phenomenal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're giving out some good. And we've got Lynn Andrews, Coming Full Circle. That'll be one of the books in there, her new latest book by Lynn Andrews. And Yes. We had a joke with all of us that are on the show. Half of us wanted to put in. We're all going, we're going to
get there. That's what I'm sitting on the other end going, hey, can I put in?
You did. And I laughed at Kelly and Pamela. We were teasing her. Pamela's putting out to all of her friends. And I know Kelly put in. Kelly's like, how many times do I put in? I go, well, you can put in on each time they do. And I told her, I said, you know, if she wins, Kelly's going to feel guilt. But we'll have to, you know, pry it out of her hands and send it probably. But, you know, I don't know.
It sounds great.
Thank you. We got it good. I mean, we got 209. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Dina Flanagan. How are you, 209?
Hi, it's Pamela Jethro. I'm just feeling really lost. I seem to be with a gentleman for the last, like, 6 years, and I just I can't move on, and I'm not happy with my job or where my location, and just a little lost in direction.
What's your name?
Pamela.
Pamela? I think the reason you're feeling a little lost right now is because it is time for change, and you've been fighting change, and so that's why you're feeling lost. But I feel like, have you put in for another job?
I have, and it didn't pull through, and so now I'm just thinking I'll stay where I'm at till maybe, like, spring, and then I'm thinking I've been, like, a whole move to from Santa Cruz to, like, Tahoe.
Well, don't give up. Don't wait. Keep putting in for different jobs, because I feel like that it's not too far around the corner.
Okay.
You just have to keep trying with the job. It will be something that you'll like better than what you've been doing or what you've done.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, but it's something that you've got to push past this fear of it, because it you've been fighting whatever this is of something better for this new job.
Okay.
And also, I'm sorry, did you say you're looking to move?
Yeah, and then I just kind of been dating a gentleman for like 5 years off and on, and I just don't know what to do with it. I think I just need to move on for sure.
You've been dating someone for 5 years off and on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm repeating your questions. You're breaking up, going in and out, so that's what I'm doing. Anyway, yeah, I feel like that's been done. It's been done for a while, but you just kind of stay in it because, again, you're just fighting all this change. And so you stay in this life of just the same old, because it's familiar, it feels good, and not good in the sense you like it, but just like familiar good. And so if you stay in this, all these same things, then you don't have to face these changes.
Correct.
So all you have to do right now is make one step in any direction, and the rest will just fall into place. And let go of the fears that you have around all this, because when you make this step, a lot of great things are going to happen for you. A lot of things, like I feel or sense that you know some of the great things that are going to happen to you, or have kind of felt it. I have a feeling you have intuition. So you know these things, and what you've seen and what they've told you and you've heard and your intuition is correct. You will have good things coming to you. Also, there's things that you want to do you haven't done either.
Sure.
And they're saying to pursue some of those too. But take that one step and go forward and really just make one change, and then the rest will follow. That's what they're telling me. The rest will follow.
Perfect.
And this person you've been seeing, I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's perfect. It's absolutely right on.
Yeah, and the person you've been seeing, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's an okay person. It's just not the one with that you're going to be going, I guess, is what they're saying.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. It all makes really good sense, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to make that step.
Yeah, do it. You'll really be glad you did. And about a year from now, you'll look back and go, wow. I'm glad I made those steps.
Oh, awesome. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good blessings. Have a good day, Pamela. We're going on to 808. You're in here. You're with us in Psyche's Gone Wild, and it's me.
Hi.
And Dina. Hi.
Hi, this is Sandra. I'm calling from Hawaii. And, that's good.
Yeah. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm in a transition. I'm leaving a toxic relationship, and I'm a little concerned about if it's going to go okay or not. I met the guy a few months ago, probably last March, and the whirlwind relationship. I moved in with him maybe a little too soon, and then I discovered doing some research that I think he's a narcissist. I never met a narcissist before. The relationship is really difficult for me, and it's kind of dangerous. I feel like it's dangerous, and I need to move out. Don't have a lot of money, but I'm making the transition. I wonder if you see if it's going to be safe or not for me.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing tonight. It's like
okay.
People are mostly... so you're in a relationship you think is this is what I got. You're in a relationship you think is toxic?
Right.
And he's narcissistic, is that what you said?
Yes, I moved in with him back in July. It was wonderful at first, but after 3 weeks after I moved in, he began to really domineering and controlling. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's acting like a parent, and the romance and all that went away. And I began to just try to figure out what was going on with him, and I was Googling abusive relationships, and I ran across information about narcissism, and he seems to be like a classic, narcissist. And
mm-hmm.
now I'm a little concerned for my safety a little bit, and I need
mm-hmm.
to get out back out on my own. I'm wondering if you see it happening safely for me,
If I see it happening for you? Safely?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, even though narcissistic is more self-centered or self-absorbed and self-whatever, and they're not usually harmful in that way that you're thinking.
Okay.
So I'm feeling like he is more harmful to himself than he would be to you. Mm-hmm. And
what's that? He does a lot of raging when things don't go his way. He does rages a lot. It's not at me, but I get all the negativity goes towards me. If something else
mm-hmm.
is bothering him,
towards you.
Job, yes, other people. He uses me as a pen, like a sounding board, whipping board, to get all the energy out on. Even though it's not levied at me, I'm taking the hit.
Yeah.
It never bothers him.
Mm. Well, I definitely feel you can get out. It's just a matter of you doing it. I think he'll, the anger that you see might be a little scary, but
mm-hmm.
I don't feel any harm coming to you, really. So I think that it's a matter of you just having the strength to do it, just to get out lining
mm-hmm.
yourself up, because I feel like you feel like you can't. And,
mm-hmm.
and for many reasons. And so you just have to line it up. For yourself, and then you can do it. But to stay in it would be detrimental.
Yeah.
No, it'd be more of the same. So
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be healthy to stay in it. So you really only have that one choice is to not
believe
stay in
it
or to get out of it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So then the thing would be to do it in a way that would be best for both. And that's what I feel is just that you need to line yourself up like, get yourself ready to do this, set your mind to it, and then have the strength to do it. Just
okay.
have the strength to do it and know that you will be okay if you put and surround yourself with all kinds of positive energy and, ask your guides for help and whatnot.
Okay.
And just call in all that and the archangels and whatever when you go to do this. And
I don't have a lot of money right now, so I can't move the way I'd like to.
Right. That's what I was saying. There's a lot of things holding you back, and money definitely is a big one. But it shouldn't have to be one. Even if you just have to, I don't know, go live with a relative or what have you, it shouldn't have to be part of the issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean. These are decisions you have to make for yourself.
Okay.
And so, the saying where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
So once you find that will, money will not be an issue. It don't let money be the issue for you.
Okay.
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 I feel like there is, if you really look into it and you really reach out, there's some place or somewhere you can go that won't require a lot of money to be able to get out of it. And then you can lift yourself back up and have that strength to earn money for yourself.
Yeah.
And that will come back. All that will come back to you. Because right now what's happening is he's draining your energy.
Yeah.
And so that's preventing you from having the money flow in and other things flow into your life because you're giving too much of your energy away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying don't let money be the reason you're not leaving. Because if you do, the money will flow in.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay. Okay.
Keep the strength.
Okay. You see anyone helping me? Like my dad, he's on the other side of the veil. My dad passed away about a year and a half ago. Is he helping me, do you think?
Someone that's passed on?
Yeah, my father. My father.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Call in all the help because I see a lot of help from the other side. A lot.
Okay.
Your angels, the people that, relatives and whatever, to give you the strength that you need and to keep the protection around you. And, yes, your father will be one of them.
Okay.
Yep. So you just call it in and keep them with you. You're welcome.
And thank you for calling in, and we're going to continue going right on here. We are right up to our point of 203. We've got about 5 to 7 minutes left for the last two callers. 203, you're one, and 714, you're the next one. 203?
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm just going for a general reading.
You're calling for a what now? General reading?
General, yeah. See what's coming
and
up.
And your name?
Woody.
Woody? So, Woody, you're still kind of in a tailspin, like you're not showing what direction to go in, but yet you know what you want. You know you want your music to go in a direction, and you know it's coming, and you know it's there, and well, almost there, and you can taste it, you can feel it, but it's not there, so you're getting pretty frustrated. Is that where you're still at right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still be persistent with it and still get out there and just, it's there, it's almost there, it's coming real soon. So you just have to believe in that and really know that it's coming as long as you keep getting out there and getting around. There's a few doors that are going to open, and that is coming up soon. If you still remain to stay out there. Anything special you wanted to know besides the general?
I guess if you see any move or a new relationship from me, I guess.
Do I see are you moving? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, or a relationship, whatever you see coming.
Yeah, I don't feel you're going to move right now, but I feel like probably maybe in next year you might do a move because I think where you're going to kind of take you different places. So I think you might be moving with that. But not, it's not right now, so it will be a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so like it's a lot of the same that you're going through, but it's almost there. It's like that, you know it just before you get a little frustrated or whatever, it's almost there.
Okay.
A lot of changes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, and we're going to take with the last few minutes we've got, 714, we're going to give you one more time. Do you remember us earlier, 714?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi. Oh, good. I was just wondering if you could just give me a quick reading.
Give you a quick reading on what now?
On just general, probably about my health. I'm trying so hard to be healthy, eat good, exercise, and I'm working really hard at it because that's what I want. I want to be positive, but I just want to know even that I'm doing all this, you know, good stuff to myself. how it is going to be in the future.
And your name?
My name is Lynn.
Lynn? Mm-hmm. I feel what you're doing is good.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, and I feel like you're already feeling. You're starting to feel better already.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you continue to stay on the eating healthy and the exercise,
mm-hmm.
probably in about 4 to 6 months, you're going to really see the results that you want.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I just wanted some positive.
Yeah, you're going to see the results that you want in about 4 to 6 months. You're going to stick with it. And I feel like right now you're not being real super strict with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're starting, you're doing what you're doing, which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
But I see you kicking it up a few notches. That's what's going to happen as you get used to this. You will kick it up a few
mm-hmm.
notches. Yeah, and so then, I feel like it's helping your joints. Is what I'm feeling.
Yes, I'm losing weight. My hypertension, my diabetes. It's just all general.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
General aches and pains.
Yep, it's helping all your joints and all those aches
mm-hmm.
and pains. And so when you kick it up a few notches, that's when you're really going to feel it. So right now is really good, and if you stuck with this, it would be good. But if you kick it up a few notches, you're going to feel it quicker, and that's where I get the 4 to 6 months. And you will continue to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is you're going to start feeling a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just need some support. Thank you. And I love your shows, and thank you very much. It's so good to hear, you know, that what you're doing to try to change things is actually kind of helping.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, blessings to everybody. Bye.
Bye. Blessings to you. We thank you for calling in, and we are looking at the timer. We've got a good few minutes here, and we still are on the line, and we're glad. We want to thank all of you. We apologize for that. We had a lot of phone dropping. We've got one of our shows here on Wednesdays. We've had a lot of you ask for us to do this, and we are giving you guys what we can as quickly as we can. And what we laugh is now Blog Talk Radio has decided to play, so they're flipping people in and out off the phone. And that phone number is 773-897-6461. Dina, we had a couple of email ones, and then I'm going to go. Steve, please stay on. We've got two of you guys who've called in and had on the phone, and we've also got a few of others. We have not got your phones to pick up. If it does, I will cue you in. But, Dina, we've had a question here sent from the email. We have a person that's asking, their question they have is that their mother has passed on the other side, and the last 2 months they keep smelling her perfume. They've went through the house. There's no physical reason that her perfume would have been in their house. She never was in this new house they have, and they don't know what this means. What do you feel it means?
She's definitely around, and she's there. And she's saying she what she's trying to say is she's liking some of the changes they're doing. And so she wants to make herself known and around to show them that she approves of some of these changes they're doing and where their life is headed. Like to follow, she's saying to keep following this path you're on. Keep following this path you're on. It will lead you to that happiness and success that you're looking for. And that she just wants them to know that she is with them in this path to success.
Very good. There's your answer, Baltimore. And we've got one from California. They're asking, they have worked with a lot of years with someone who does do Wiccan. The person has told them that they are not really into witchcraft, but they do light magic. Now, in the last 4 years, this person and them have begun to really open their senses. And the problem, what they're writing, they're asking, the problem they have now is, where do they go with this? Do you have any ideas? And do you feel this is a good or bad thing? Oh, that's a good one. You got the point.
I'm not into Wiccan or magic or white magic or whatever. So I don't know a lot about it. I don't know. I sense that they need to be more grounded with it. They need to bring in more white light with it, with this whatever they're doing. It's kind of like, it's even like, you know, how the Ouija board has a bad rap or whatever. It's kind of like that. But when you work on anything, you just have to keep bring in the good energy or the white light and ask for help and protection around whatever you're doing. Because I feel like what they're doing, they're dabbling into areas they're not used to. That's what I'm feeling, that they're not, it's kind of scaring them. They're not quite used to it. So I just feel like that they need to get more experienced before they dabble into some of those areas, because they, you know, they can dabble into some of the darkness is what I'm feeling. But they have the potential. I'm also feeling they have the potential to be very powerful if they just keep in the positive or in the light. I'm also feeling like they need to, like I said, I keep hearing, be more experienced with it. So either read a book about it or take a class about it or something along that line. That's what I'm hearing, just to be more, have more wisdom with it before they dabble too far is what I'm feeling.
You guys got that from California, and I'm very glad. I really I love it what Dina said, you know, and it is a subject there that, you know, it's very much, I agree very much with what she's saying. I do take an applaud. I know that we've had a lot of people asking this time of year, as we go into the different parts of the year and our seasons, of what, you know, exactly is the best thing to do in these areas. And I love what Dina just said there, you know, always do that white protection. We have a few minutes left here, and we're going to go ahead and continue to ask and welcome all of you guys who are in. The rest of the phones, I want to thank everyone with 4 minutes, and they're still spinning. It looks like we're probably going to have that end up. Dina, we looked at and was going through a lot of our questions we've had through the ones, and I want to thank you. We had some very good compliments of some people that basically was letting us know that when they had called, I guess it was actually on when me and you were doing Living in the Psychic Realm. It's been quite a while. It was actually back a couple months ago, and they said that they wrote back to tell you it was very much true. The things you had said, it can only happen, but their relationship was reconciled and that you were right.
Excellent. That's awesome.
Yeah, CH initials is all we have, but that's good to know. And I thank you guys do that to let us write, you know. And we've also got a really good positive work here on healing. And I'd like to, if it's okay with you, Dina, have you explain a little bit some of the healing you do? And I know people have asked quite a bit. Aren't you into Reiki? Am I correct?
I am a Reiki master, but I've done it. It comes to me through spirit or my guides or what have you. They show me. So the Reiki is just, you know, was kind of like learning a tool to use, I guess. But they show me. I have the ability to see inside the body, and they show me the areas that I need to go to either heal you, like health-wise or physically, or remove blockages that are there that sometimes have been there for lifetimes. And you know, those take sometimes more than one healing. But, boy, the more you move it and the more you move it, it's amazing. It's amazing what you see and what happens for these people and how their lives can move forward, because these blockages or these health things or whatever I'm removing can hold you back. And so after I remove these, I can fill you up with a lot of great, really positive, it's like an energy, I guess, that I fill you up with. And all this helps you to move forward in your life or get back on your path or stay on your path. But the things that they show me and the things I see and the things I have to do, and I can see grids and I can see things I have to put in you or remove from you, and they tell me why, and it's just amazing. It's amazing, amazing, the people I've helped and healed, and I love doing that.
I love that, and that's phenomenal, and that's, you know, that's why you're such a good trooper and one of us great, you know, family and friends of ours here, Dina. And I just really respect, like, what you just said there, and I think that obviously is the real core to what we're doing. We're here to help. They just gave us a 90-second mark, so we're going to make sure we tell everybody thank you, guys, if we get cut off at the end, because it does it right at the second. But, you know, Dina, let everyone know what you'd like to tell them and how they can get a hold of you if they'd like a reading with you.
Well, you can get a hold of me at 207- 752-1399 or essenceot@aol.com, essenceot@aol.com, or psychichealer11@gmail.com. And I do the healings can be done over the phone, too, for long distance and whatnot. I do a lot of that. And it's just amazing, a lot of the people. I've worked on a lot of cancer patients, too, which is just amazing, amazing.
I want to go into that and talk with you on a night when we do our color healing. I'll be so interested with that because I've had really good success with pink and different energies, and I know you are very gifted. It's going to be a topic next week. We'll probably have on here. We've had a lot of people writing and giving their suggestions on some of the different abilities and work. And Dina, I'm looking so forward to that.
Oh, nice. What night is that?
It's actually your next Wednesday.
It's the Wednesday. Excellent. We'll be doing color healing Wednesday. Awesome.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to put out a positive blessing to the world and do some really strong energy to each and every one of
them. That's powerful. When you have two or more energies, it's just so powerful.
Good. Well, thank you, and have a good night.
Well, thank you. Good night.